Good Monday morning, everyone. My name is Will Harris, and I worship with the Christians at Oakland Church of Christ. I'm excited for the opportunity to discuss spiritual things with you for just a few minutes each morning of this week. Back in 1999, the late George Jones released a song called Choices, in which he sang about coming to grips with the consequences of his past actions in his life. The chorus simply said, "I've had choices since the day that I was born. There were voices that told me right from wrong. If I had listened, no, I wouldn't be here today, living and dying with the choices I made." What I want to discuss this week is the consequences of sin. This is not necessarily a fun thing to talk about, but it is critically important for us to think about and understand. Today I want us to start by looking at the very first sin that was committed by man all the way back in Genesis 3. Let's pick up and read there now. Picking up in verse 3. "Now the serpent was more cunning than any God had made. And he said to the woman, 'Has God indeed said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden?' And the woman said to the fruit of the tree that which is in the midst of the garden, 'God has said, you shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die. In the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree desirable to make one wise.' She took of its fruit and ate. She also gave to her husband with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves coverings." Okay, so let's go back and break down what just happened. God had given Adam and Eve a command that they were not to eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. They were told that in the day that they ate of it, they would die. But then the devil comes to Eve in the form of a snake, and let's pay attention to what he says here. The tactics he uses on Eve are some of the same tactics he uses on us today. First, he calls into doubt what God said. You can almost hear the scorn in his voice, make it seem like that God is just trying to keep good things and power from them by forbidding them to eat. He says, "You will be like God." Well, we know what happened next. Eve started to look at the fruit and think about it, and ended up eating it and giving some to her husband. Now, let's look at the consequences. First, when Eve ate, she did not immediately drop dead. And this may have confirmed in her mind the lie that the devil had told her and encouraged her to share the fruit with her husband. But there was a consequence that happened almost immediately, even before God confronted them. They realized their nakedness and felt shame. This shame was the first time they had ever felt that something was not right in the garden. Then God confronts them about what they have done. We don't have time to read the whole account, but in short, they are sent out of the Garden of Eden. This means that they were no longer in God's presence, garden with them, and we never see that kind of dwelling with God again on earth. They had access to eternal life while they were in the garden, but when they were sent out in a very immediate, but it was inevitable. This account is such an important one for us to consider because this is exactly what sin does in our lives. When we sin, we separate ourselves from God, and we incur the penalty of death. Now I want to look at one more consequence before we wrap up that occurred because of Adam and Eve's sin that we don't always think about. Who was the first person that we have recorded dying? It wasn't Adam, and it wasn't Eve. It was their son, Abel. And this is the terrible truth about sin. Sin always has consequences, but often they affect more than just us. One of the lies that Satan tells us is that no one will ever know or be affected by what we do. And that's just simply not true. As we wrap up for today, let's consider that your actions have consequences, some of which can be very far-reaching. Let's strive to go out today and make good choices, living as God would have us to, and knowing that His commands are for our good. Tomorrow and for the rest of the week, we'll be looking at other men in the Bible who sinned, and we'll look at how they moved on from that sin. I hope you'll be able to join me for that. For now, though, thanks for joining me this morning, and I hope you'll all have a great day.